The Labor Department announced this morning that the nation's unemployment rate rose to 8.9% in April, and it's even higher in Florida. But up to 20 Tampa Bay area engineers who have government security clearance and are willing to relocate to Broward County may be in luck finding a job next week. C4 Systems is one of 12 business units of the weapons and technology company General Dynamics. On Monday and Tuesday, they will be in Tampa to hire some of the 80 to 100 engineers they need to work on secure products at their plant in Sunrise near Fort Lauderdale. Michael Guzelian is president of Secure Voice and Data Products with General Dynamics C4 Systems.
Our goal is to hire 20 new engineers by the end of Tuesday. So we're encouraging people to come out, and we'll have our do the interviews right on site and hopefully be making offers. You can rain on it, you can drop it. And still working.
The engineers hired by General Dynamics C4 Systems will design secure networks, software, and hardware for devices such as the Sectera Edge, a personal digital assistant similar to a BlackBerry but thicker. Guzelian says it is designed for rugged environments, including extremes of temperature and resistance to shock.
See, it runs a standard Windows CE operating system, and I can check email, I can go on websites, read Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint documents, do all that kind of stuff. What's unique about this is with the press of one button, I switch over to actually a second PDA that's a classified PDA. So now this will allow me to get into my classified email, classified websites, read and edit classified documents.
Guzelian says the device can also make classified, secret, or top secret phone calls. Another product made by C4 Systems helps to secure networks. According to Guzelian, about 120,000 data encryptors known as TACLANE are deployed throughout the federal government.
And what happens with this unit, it goes between a computer or a LAN, a local area network of computers, and an internet connection or an internet protocol connection. And this will encrypt all the data, all the computer data, emails, file transfers, voice going over a data network, video, and encrypt it so that you can now pass secret or top secret information across the internet or any unclassified network.
Fran Jacks, Public Affairs Director for General Dynamics C4 Systems, calls her company the information communication technology side of the defense business. C4 stands for Command, Control, Communications, and Computers. Jack says that applicants for these jobs will have to have security clearance from the federal government.
They also will have an extensive background in either software or systems engineering, so they'll have experience on some of the technology that we're working on. After that, it becomes a big acronym soup as far as all of the various software programs with which they'd be familiar or the types of technology that they've worked on in the past. It's sort of like they know who they are.
Even though the country's unemployment rate is going up, Friday's Labor Department report was not as bad as some economic analysts expected. 539,000 people lost their jobs in April, which is the fewest in 6 months. President Barack Obama called this somewhat encouraging. If April's unemployment rate included people who have settled for part-time work or given up looking for a new job, it would be 15.8%, the highest since those records began to be recorded in 1994. Beginning Monday, C4 Systems plans to hire people with high-tech skills for positions that will have correspondingly high yearly earnings.
Salary ranges for the office we'll be making are between $80,000 and $120,000.
But there are critics of the company for its role in militarization. For example, Democracy Now! Reported last May that 10 activists were arrested protesting at a General Dynamics office in Burlington, Vermont. Among their demands were for General Dynamics to stop producing Gatling guns and rockets and weapons of mass destruction and to give back $3.6 million in tax breaks. Protesters said that government money would be better spent on necessities like education and healthcare rather than given to weapons manufacturers like General Dynamics. Jax points out that not all of her business deals directly with creating weapons.
General Dynamics is obviously in the Department of Defense. We are a contractor for the United States Department of Defense, but we also support the executive branch of the government, and we support Homeland Security and those aspects of communication that keep the nation secure.
C4 Systems' work, such as data encryption, is important in protecting America's assets in other industries and in other sectors, not just warfare, Jack says. Her colleague, Guzelian, also says that General Dynamics C4 Systems is about more than just weapons.
Protecting our communications infrastructure, within the United States, I think, is critical to protecting us of the future. A lot of people talk about the next, the next 9/11 being a cyber event, the U.S. banking system being attacked from, you know, someone in a foreign country doing a computer attack. How do we protect our networks? How do we protect our banking networks? How do we protect our healthcare networks? How do we protect our health records?
The General Dynamics C4 Systems recruiting campaign will take place on Monday and Tuesday from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the Renaissance Hotel in International Plaza. You can find links to more information on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.